So to your question, and in some ways it touches on what you just said. One, I've come to a belief that peace building without a humanitarian work is a problematic. You cannot tell somebody who's hungry, somebody who needs medical aid, somebody who's, you know, whatever it is that they need, come and talk about peace if they don't have that. It's not realistic. I saw it actually in some of the first meetings I went to peace meetings. It would be in like Tel Aviv or Herzliya or wherever. And we bring in Palestinians who've never been on the beach, never in their lives. I grew up never seeing the sea. It was a crazy thing to see it first time. And you bring them to there, and they don't go to the peace meeting. They're like, wait, I've never seen a beach in my life. I'm going to go see the beach. And then the Israelis get angry, and they're like, we're here for peace. Well, you have the beach all through the year, so sure you're here for a beach. But the Palestinian needed time to go see something they've never seen in their lives. People who are 50, 60 years old live an hour from the beach and cannot access it. Like, imagine that. So that's important. And there are people who are doing incredible things. I'll say we are one of those. In the last year, we've been giving scholarships to Palestinian girls who, because of the reality, families cannot pay for their education anymore. And this is anything from 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 year old to, you know, women in college, which to me is one of the most fulfilling thing I've done this last year, is being able to provide those scholarships. We partnered with Rabbis for Human Rights on delivering aid as early as October to Palestinian villages who were being attacked by settlers. We had over a dozen villages where people were deported from their homes and their homes destroyed, and they ended up with no shelter, no food, no medicine. And we were working together with Rabbis for Human Rights because me as a Palestinian couldn't access those villages. But the Israeli colleagues from Rabbis for Human Rights were able. So we were collecting money together and doing it together, bringing aid to these communities and supporting them. Omdim Biyachad, standing together this year, have done incredible campaign of collecting aid for Gaza. Just so you know, there's a lot of aid for Gaza, standing together. There's a lot of aid for Gaza that we just can't get in. I would say don't just focus on Gaza. There's a lot of need in the West Bank. That's why I said the scholarships and the things we're doing with Rabbis for Human Rights, because both of these are equally important. The aid for Gaza is there, just can't get in. When it comes to the West Bank, nobody's focused on what's happening in the West Bank. Nobody's focused really on education right now, because we see the images in Gaza, and so it moves us, and there's a lot of need there, but we shouldn't forget the reality in the West Bank as well. So happy to help with whatever needed to make that happen if you need our support, and I think a concert is definitely one way to do it.